My armored brain reverses through sepia dreamscapes. The brown light breaks in through slits in my blistered mask. The shuddering gear shift is probably locked in reverse. I can still sense the slow motion of my scorched shell, the odometer whirling me backwards through the rusty haze, while the blue fumes on my breath leave soot on the dashboard. In retreat, everything changes. In retreat. The blur of letters on the inside of my turret are now cryptograms. Last orders and prayers can be safely mouthed backwards. The caterpillar tracks cover the same ground, meshing firmly in ruts of fused sand. A clump of molten signposts comes into focus. There are thousands of thin red lines scored on the flanks of the dunes. But veins do not pattern this desert. My vessel crawls into the bed of a shallow canal on a pavement of crushed prosthetic limbs. A foot or a hand still occasionally flickers. Then trails of intricate rubble intercept. The oasis. At this spot, an enlarged insect might collapse beneath its own weight. On reaching this point, the whirring carpets of enemy spiders would revert to wild, run wild. From a small but typical tilted maypole, hominoid relics swing in a bag of webbing. The ornithopteric men crashed in their thousands. At this point, the windscreen begins to shiver. Soon, all my components will start to vibrate at the same frequency. Before us, the desert is cobbled with star helms.